Let's talk about launching, shall we? If you are new here, then I would love for you to kind of come in on the movie here, in that I have just completed the launch of Content by Design, my signature program that shows you how to use your human design, leverage your human design in your content creation process, in healing your voice so that you say what you're here to say, how you're here to say it, who you're here to say it to. And what I love to do in my business, in my life, in this podcast, everywhere I show up, is to bring you full transparency. And that's what this episode is going to be about. I am going to walk you through exactly what happened during my launch, some things that went well, some things that didn't go so well, some places I honored my design, some places I did not honor my design, to help you to understand that this is a process. This human design experiment thing is a process. And no matter if you're in day one of your human design experiment or day 3,475, you're still in the process. And there are always going to be times where we don't honor our design as much as we should. And you know how much I hate that word, I'm putting that in air quotes. And then other times where we're just killing it. So that's what I would love to invite you to take from this episode. I'm also going to share with you some of the processes that went well and some that didn't that you might want to consider in your own launches. So buckle up. It's going to be a big one. Okay, so in this launch process, we focused, as we have the last three launches, on a three-day masterclass format. And you know what? Just as I'm speaking this, I'm like, okay, well, there's the first thing, Vicky. So 3 times ago, I had an uber successful, these launches have all been successful for me, the three-part series, and they're okay. They don't burn me out. They don't whatever, but they're not like my heart and soul. I don't absolutely love every second of them. And I don't know that we absolutely have to love every second of our businesses, but I keep being drawn to a challenge launch. My energy works so well in challenges, and I keep doing these three-day masterclasses. And I'd love to hear from you. I'll put my SpeakPipe in the show notes for you. So I'd love to hear from you if you were there on your feedback of this event. I would so appreciate it. I have a way of fire hosing. It's the way that I do everything that I do. You're going to get as much as I can possibly give you. And it wasn't so much fire hosing with information. It was a lot of examples of, okay, let's pull up a chart. Here's how you use this. Here's where you find this in your design. Here's different examples of different industries and how they're using this energy in the design. It's a beautiful process of teaching. Like, I love that part of it. And I'm always wondering, is it too much for people? Now, I have pulled back from 2 masterclasses ago. It was really too much. And then last masterclass, and I've pulled back again in this series. And still, it feels like a lot. So I would love to hear from you about that. But I think that's one of the things where I could really be leaning into my design. I mean, I am being given this challenge thing. I'm a manifesting generator. I'm here to be in response. And I'm being given all these things to respond to as far as running a challenge launch. And I keep going back to, yeah, but this is working, so I'll keep doing it. Because that's what bro marketing tells us. And I'm in a bro marketing mastermind. And it's always, if you're switching gears and you have a launch mechanism that works, you're in sabotage. But we do it differently here. And if I was doing this on video, you could see how much I'm holding my head right now going, oh, Vicky, like, when will you learn? But this is why it's an experiment. This is why your human design is an experiment. So we are actually changing up the format of CBD and content by design, not the plant if you're new here. And so if you would like in on this format of being able to come back through for live rounds for as often, as long as they're offered, and the format that it's currently in, I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you. This is not a high pressure. The sales page is still open today because we had some people from other countries who were struggling with credit cards not working. They were getting flagged as fraud and those sorts of things, which sometimes happens when we buy things from a new country. So not that Canada is a new country, but from a new country for your credit card. So the sales page is still open, and I'm going to put it in the show notes here so that you can jump in if you want to. We start on Wednesday. So all that to say, I'm just reflecting. I'm just processing this right now. I'm actually on my way to the cottage for a couple of days just to kind of bring myself back to myself as a second line. And then I meet with my OBM on Sunday, and we are going to do a complete launch debrief with all the numbers and things. And I unpack that in my membership with people there. And I unpack that with the members in Design to Profit. There's a whole guide there where I have taken them through this whole online launch process with me, and I'll be unpacking the good, the bad, and the ugly there. Anyway, the format will be changing of launching, and we're not sure exactly what, but I know that this is an area where I can honor my design a little bit more. One of the things that was a little bit off kilter with this launch is that we had to postpone it by a week or so, simply because the ads were having a really hard time getting going. And this is something that I'm seeing a lot in the online space for those of us who are doing ads, is that it's changing. It's changing fast. Meta has an AI version now, Advantage Ads, and they're not really, in my experience, picking up all of the things as quickly as we would hope. I can't really get it to identify the trend as quickly as I can identify it myself when I go in. So that was a factor, and they just were not taking off. So again, met with my OBM and we're like, okay, we're going to pause the launch. We're going to push it a week so that we can give these ads time to warm people up. So it was a week later, and it ended up that I was in the online launch space. You won't believe this when I say it, with Alex Hormozi, Jeff Walker, Amy Porterfield. Like, what was I doing? And maybe it's not that you would be also shopping from them. Maybe you are. But it makes ads more expensive, and it makes it harder for me to get in with my budget when I'm up against Hormozi or something like that. So that was one of the things that we're like, oh my gosh, the timing of this launch. Typically, the fall launch is earlier in the fall. Like, I think we've been advertising in August, and the masterclass series has run the 4th, 7th, and 11th, or the 4th, 7th, and 9th, something like that, when we were just getting wound up for the launch this time. So that was something that I needed to really think about, was who's launching at the same time, look at the timing of the launch, all of those things. The launch itself went well. The masterclasses went well. Again, I long to hear from you. I'll put that speak pipe there. You can email me. You can send me a message through a pigeon carrier, anything. Just get a hold of me. I'm easy to find. I want to hear from you if you were there. But it went very well. And the content was well received. The Facebook group was quieter than usual. So one of the really serious downfalls of this launch was the timing, in that the U.S. imploded on itself the first day of this launch. It was September 11th, and there was an assassination, and there was a stabbing in a public place where no one helped. It was videoed. No one helped. I did an emergency episode about this. I can link that in the show notes too for you. And there was a school shooting. And then I show up to talk about content creation. And my intuition was really speaking loudly to me that morning to get in the room, be with my people, and guide them through a practice in presence before we went into the work that we were there to do. I could not be tone deaf to what was happening. And I know that that practice caused, well, I'm not sure if that's the reason that they left, but 10 people left the webinar immediately. And then I have to say, okay, well, they're not my people. If you can't handle a forgiveness prayer over a situation that's happening in the world, and more than the situation that's happening in the world, it was the division and the hatred online. So what I really was coming to grips with in this launch is that my people may be on one side or the other of these issues, but they have a very strong love of humanity and a very large disdain for the division, the hatred, the noise. There was this mass exodus in my people from social media because our nervous systems aren't built for that onslaught of violence. And we were seeing these violent acts over and over and over and over again. You probably go to social media to numb or to be entertained. You probably don't go there to see these violent acts happening over and over again. So I know that this hurt the soul of my people, and I couldn't be tone deaf to it. But the timing, again, the timing, it was like, okay, something. And I'm hearing this from everyone who's done launches right now. I'm in a lot of business circles, and there's a lot of us launching different things. And for all of us, there was a difference in this launch. And the entire way through this launch, I'm an emotional authority in human design. And if you're an emotional authority, we are called to feel our way through things. And the only way I can describe this to you in this launch is that I kept feeling that something was off. And it wasn't something off in my process. It wasn't something off in my systems. We had this launch more dialed in than any other launch we've done. So much was in place already, which is the beauty of doing the same system over and over and over again, which is why so often we want to repeat those launches. And this is like the myth of rinse and repeat, because this came up in the membership. There's no such thing as rinse and repeat, really and truly. You're still showing up and doing the things. You're still rewriting emails. You're still rewriting social posts, all of those things. But it feels like it's rinse and repeat because you know what's happening at every stage and you have the systems in place. And every time you do that same launch, you get another piece in place. You're not going to have it all the first time. The first time is going to be a train wreck, and that's okay, as long as you're okay to move with it. So this time, myself and a lot of the other entrepreneurs in my world were like, something's off, something's off, something's off. And I knew it wasn't within my own thing. I'm not like being an oblivious idiot about that. I just knew that feeling as an emotional authority. It's like, no, there's a feeling here. There's a feeling here. And that played out in the launch. That played out in the final numbers. Now, I don't have final launch numbers yet because, as I said, the numbers aren't in yet because we still have some people who are trying to work out credit card issues. One of the things that I really learned the hard way in this launch, when we looked at the numbers of the last three launches, were how my fourth line needs to be with her people and needs to nurture her people for a little while. I have a lot of nurturing in my design. I have a lot of intensity, but I have a lot of nurturing in my design as well. So when we look at the statistics from the last three launches, we see that while there were more people in each launch, like each launch, the number of people has almost doubled, the conversion rate for attendance in the room, for watching the replays, it's lower, significantly lower. And I'm like, ah, I'm a fourth line. I do not need to be advertising in the middle of a launch to cold traffic, which any bro marketing coach is going to tell you, like, they would want to shoot me in the foot for saying something like that. But I can see the numbers. The numbers don't lie. I'm looking at it. I'm going, oh my God, this is actually because I'm not designed that way. So what does this mean for the future? It means that we will go back to the drawing board. And so right now I've got engagement ads running that I will just always keep running. They're running at less than a penny an engagement. So I will just keep those running till the end of time or till they stop being effective. And then we will have some lead magnet and nurture things running in ads as well. So I will be looking at increasing my warm audience in between launches more than I ever have before. And then as I increase that warm audience, your warm audience in your meta is based on how many people have touched the sales page, how many people have engaged on Instagram, how many people have engaged with your email list, that sort of thing. So they will be my warm market. My warm market will be larger. And that's the market for me. Like, my people are my people. So that's something that I learned as a 2-4 in this. Another thing was, you know, we all have this thing within us, and it's so ironic to me that I preach from the rooftops about following formulas, templates, gurus, all the things. And in every launch, there has been some piece of my launch where I have followed or tried to follow someone else's formula, and it throws me off track. This time it was on day one. Last time it was on day one as well. You'd think I'd learn the lesson the hard way, but no, I got to do it twice. You'd think I was third line. And day one of that 3-day series has never felt really natural for me. And that's because, well, not the last two times anyway, that's because both times I have tried to follow how someone else does it. So that really was brought home to me when I came out of day one. I was like, okay, that was okay, but it wasn't me at my best. Now, another thing that we switched up this launch was that we raised the price of the VIP. And when we look at the dollars, it still evened out. However, my ad spend was about 6 times higher than last time. So typically my VIP will cover my ad spend. At this time, it didn't even come close. But what was beautiful about this time with the VIP following my design as a quad right. So quad right is the 4 arrows at the head center on your chart as a quad right mind point all to the right. This is very rare. It's going to get more popular with the mutation that's coming. We are the future as quad rights, and we are only about 0.05% of the population. So even more rare than reflectors. And I'm so thankful for this beautiful gift in my design. And more than that, I'm so thankful that I know what it is now. It's like my whole life, something was like, oh, something's wrong. Something's wrong with the way I'm being told to learn. Something's wrong with the way I'm being told to live. It just didn't fit. And then when I found out I was a quad right, it just opened up so many doors for me. And one of those doors is that I am my most magical self when I am in the room with my people. What happens is you pull the answers out of me. So as a quad right, I don't know what's in my brain. Ra, the founder of human design, he called us all seeing and all knowing. It's always taking in, always. And I need another person to pull it out of me, which is why I love to be in the room with you, which is why my membership, why CBD, they're based on live calls in the room with me. So that was great about the VIP. I got to be in. We split it into 2 sessions because more people had purchased and I want to make sure everybody got their own content audit. We did actually live content audits. It was a lab. It was so much fun. It was like me in my genius, me absolutely loving every minute of my life. I spoke for 5 hours straight that day. I didn't get tired. It was like, this is beautiful. This is my favorite thing. And that was my quadrite. People were pulling it out of me, pulling it out of me, pulling it out of me. So that was one of the things that went really, really well. Now, one of the things that I was kind of playing with the Facebook group being a little bit quieter is that in other launches, I have felt like the Facebook group was too much. Like my second line was like, oh my God, it's too much. I loved it. And it was like full on. And this one was quieter. Now, I think part of that was the mass exodus from the social media noise with all of the events in the US. And I wonder if part of it was me setting boundaries as I went along better than I ever have before. So that's something that when we're unpacking this launch, when I'm debriefing this launch in full, I'm going to go back to and go, huh, because the Facebook group was, yes, quieter than I would have liked. I love when people are pulling stuff out of me, asking me questions, all of the things. And I was better able to say to someone, you know, if they would just put their chart in and say, what do you see here? It's like, that's not what we're doing here. I'm not your personal human design reader. I'm not your personal copywriter. Tell me what you've done. Tell me what you've done from the homework, and I will help you get clarity on it. I was really able to stand in my power and invite people to do the work because I want to work with people who are willing to do the work. I'm not here for people who are calling it in. I'm not here for people who are looking to me to find all the answers for them. Like, if you're here to do the work, I'm going to meet you all the way there. And I was really able to do that with boundaries in the group. And I really enjoyed that. So I had to kind of wonder, okay, so is it quiet? World situation? Yes. Is it quiet? Also because I'm no longer in there, like from my completely open will center, trying to prove. It's like, no, this is what we're doing here. And this is all we're doing here. And if you want more than that, here's how you get it. Again, all of this stuff is an experiment. It's a reflection. You get to do these reflections in your business and in your life as well. And I really hope that you do because it deepens the human design experiment so much. Okay, other interesting things. The number one objection that I got was around money. I work with beginner entrepreneurs. For the most part, or entrepreneurs who've been at this for a whole long time and they're switching gears in their business and they're like, yeah, this isn't coming together like it should, or that they have clients, but maybe not the right clients. Maybe they're burnt out. So the number one objection that I got was money, hands down. And here's something interesting that I'm going to unpack with you. And this actually is going to lead me to another podcast episode, I'm sure. But I have a friend who's also launching and we're in adjacent industries. We serve a lot of the same people. And we are looking at the effect of AI in launches, in our content, in our programs that we offer. And I think that a lot of people have been burned in the online space. So the conversation that we had this morning was around the fact, and I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now have an AI twin. And buyer trust in the online space is completely decimated. There are so many unscrupulous coaches who are selling bullshit all day long. They aren't doing the things in their businesses. They don't have a business except for the fact that they are leading people into work that they don't even have in place in their own businesses. And then we add the layer of AI on it, where voices are fake, people are fake now. So the friend that I was talking to this morning, she is working with someone who can, she says, like, I can literally be laying on my couch and my AI twin can just do my videos for me. That's dangerous. So you can see why people feel like their heads are spinning. We don't know what's real anymore. So the call for us as entrepreneurs is to get out in front of it and be freaking real. There's a reason that I make sure that I show up without makeup on when I am in response to something. I'm not waiting until I go make myself pretty for the online space. Because my people, one, need permission to show up as they are, and two, need permission to be 1000% real. It is now more important than ever. AI isn't going anywhere, but I think we are going to see a really massive split in the way that people feel about it. And it is affecting our online businesses. So even though the number one objection I got was money, and the reason I was tying that in with that AI conversation is because you're probably feeling it in your business too. If you have some sort of a business where AI can replace you with your clients, where they can go to ChatGPT and have the conversation. And no, it's not as good as what you would do. Nowhere near as good as what you would do. But how are you going to address that in your message without sounding like a whiny baby that's taking her ball and going home? This is what we have to come to as entrepreneurs. So even though the number one objection was money, one person purchased the 12th pay. 51 people clicked the link to spread the payments out over a year. Now, this is a 3-month live experience with me. 10 weeks, but it will go 3 months because we always add extra. 51 people clicked to spread that investment over a year. You could start today for $249 and make a monthly payment of $249 longer than the program. And one person purchased at that. One person purchased on the 4-month payment plan, and everyone else was paying full. Now, I'm not sure what that means yet because I don't have my data brain on right at the moment. I'm talking to you. But when we are looking at my numbers and when we are doing this full debrief, you can bet your bottom dollar we are going to be looking at how the heck did that play out that way? How is it that entrepreneurs either have $24.97 or nothing? How is it that an entrepreneur in the online space cannot come up with $249 a month? That scares the bejeebers out of me for you. Because you talk about needing to build your sustainable business in a hurry, that's mind-boggling to me. So maybe I'll be back here when I actually unpack all of these numbers with you and be like, ah, I got it. Now I know what it means. But the numbers don't lie. And so often with online entrepreneurs, especially the entrepreneurs that I work with, you're not looking at your numbers. We're going on emotion. And I had to call myself on this. So I'm going to give you the VIP situation. I was feeling really discouraged. I'm like, oh, only this many people bought the VIP. I shouldn't have raised it to $47, but I knew I was going to give like killer value. So the people who went VIP, they have a 5-hour training where it's like a content lab where I went in and one by one by one and made sure everybody got what they needed. Screen recordings for those people who couldn't attend live, which are also in the portal. So they have this training that they can keep going back to, and they were in the room live. It was well worth $47, but it used to be $27 and it was a bigger group call and all the things. And I was feeling really, oh, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done it like that. I need to go back to the $27. And then I was like, oh, wait, this actually brought in $200 more. I'm just feeling crappy because it didn't cover the ad spend. So when I look at the numbers, I can take the emotion out of it. I don't have to feel like I made a mistake. I don't have to feel down on myself. I can understand that, ah, hey, that actually did work. And it's the same in your business when you look at the numbers. So I really encourage you to track your numbers. Start now. You don't have to go back, but start now to track your numbers so that you can take the emotionality out of it. And the numbers don't lie. The numbers tell the story. And this is what we're going to be doing on Sunday, is going over the numbers. And it will tell the story. It will give me the entire picture of the launch. So what's next? Now, remember, I am an emotional authority. There's no truth in the now for me. If you're an emotional authority, there's no truth in the moment. Don't go getting hyped up on goofballs and jumping into something right away. We have to sit with it. We have to feel our way through it. So I am heading to the cottage for a couple of days to hermit away, second line, coming back to myself, honoring my need to be alone, honoring my need to reflect, honoring this launch and reflecting on the process. And the downloads come. It happened this morning. I've been up since 3 a.m. because the downloads were coming. What's next? What's next? What's next? And now I get to sit with it. I can tell you that the delivery of CBD is going to be changing. So I'm going to reiterate with you that if you want in on these killer live rounds that we've got going, and in all honesty, this is a smaller live round. At the time of this recording, there are 10 new students. There will be alumni in the room, but there are 10 brand new students. This is the smallest group I have had in 3 launches. So if you're worried about personalized attention, this is the round you want to be in. And then what I'm thinking now is that we're going to go to yearly launching, yearly live launches. You will continue to get to come back through live rounds, but instead of twice a year, it's going to be once a year. And in between, my focus is going to be on the membership. Because remember the conversation that we were having about numbers and numbers not lying? My membership converted into this launch way higher than my launch list. My members got into this CBD round before anyone else, before I even launched. If I was only launching in my membership, I wouldn't have even had to go through a launch. They're in there with me. They see how I show up. They see my quad right in action in the room. They see me responding to their needs. They see me fourth lining on them. They see me building the community. They're getting what they need from me, and they have been getting what they need from me for a few months now. So it was a no-brainer for them to take the next step, which tells me that I need to build that membership, which brings me to the next thing that's next that's actually a benefit for you. So if you are part of this launch, you will be getting a notice that there's a 48-hour sale on the membership. And I got to be honest with you, I feel a little bit sick about offering it on sale because the value is so high. This is a live membership. This is not a membership where you have to go through modules or anything. This is live in the room with me building your business. It is all about building your sustainable business by your human design. I've got 30 years as an entrepreneur. I've got strategy up my yin yang, and I've got the human design and the quadrite variable that lets you pull it all out of me when you're in the room with me. So if you are feeling called to get in the room with me and you missed your chance in CBD and you're not quite there yet, then I'm going to pop the link in the show notes for the sale price of Design to Profit, the membership. That sale is only on for 48 hours. So if you are not listening to this in real time, if you're listening to this at some point in the future, Design to Profit will be at its regular price and it is worth every damn penny. There is not one member in that membership who would tell you otherwise. So you have the opportunity to get into the membership and build your sustainable business boots on the ground with me until the end of the day today, which is Monday, September 29th. Until the end of the day, Monday, September 29th, you can still jump into this round of CBD if you want to. Those links are in the show notes for you. Yes, it's 2 calls to action. Yes, everybody will tell you not to do that, but I'm a manifesting generator. And I also want you to be able to see which place you fit in. So let me just unpack that for 1 minute here. Content by design is for your message. You're going to need content by design at some point because it's always coming back to messaging. Design to Profit, the membership, is for everything else in your business. If you need to get the systems in place, if you're ready to scale your business, if you need your funnels, if you need to know how to use whatever social media you decide to use, if you're building a podcast, whatever the bones of building your business and the support, if you're someone who's like, I cannot do this by myself, I want to be with someone who's going to guide me on this, then you want to be in the membership. When you're ready for messaging, you want to be in Content by Design. And if you're afraid of getting lost in the crowd, you're not going to get a better round of Content by Design than this one, because how the planets are aligned, how the world imploded, whatever the reasons are, this is a super small round. So it might just be the one that calls to you.